Welcome back to In-Depth, our PSA program on Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and this is my last interview. And what an interview it is. It is Tina Alicia.
How are you doing today, Ian?
I'm doing well. And you're with Silver Summit Health Plan.
Silver Summit Health Plan.
And this is new on the horizon, yes?
Nevada's newest Medicaid program. We started July 1st with our members. And we plan on being here a long time doing great things for our Nevada population.
This is definitely what we need right now, especially with some healthcare organizations in question, sort of, legislatively and so on and so forth?
Well, I don't think I should talk smack talk or politics.
That's true. Let's not jump into that. Let's just talk about what good things you're doing for Northern Nevada.
I can absolutely do that. Okay. So I like to think of MCOs for healthcare, like for Medicaid, as NASCAR.
Oh.
Every NASCAR has the same equipment, the same weight, the same fuel allotment, right?
Right.
And it's all about the driver.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, that's
that really
an interesting way of looking. I would never have thought of that metaphor.
So, so when it comes to health insurance, we basically all have the exact same guidelines set down from the federal government and the state.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we do that makes us shine, the other incumbents are perfectly capable of doing. Which is one of the reasons we're really excited about coming to Nevada, because our parent company, Centene, out of St. Louis, actually, we are the 28th plan in the country. So we are in 27 other states besides Nevada. So to say that we've seen it, done it, been there, you know,
yeah,
everything. And we're able to raise the bar of quality healthcare programs across the country. So what we're really excited about is everything we do here in Nevada to raise the bar for healthcare and awareness and to get people involved in healthier lifestyles and choices, our incumbents can do as well.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And what kind of services kind of do you provide? I feel like there's
So one of the things is, I think we can all agree that preventative healthcare really is the key to people having a healthier, longer, more satisfying life.
Absolutely.
But I think we can also agree that preventative healthcare has an upfront cost to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the insurance companies out there like the money right away. They don't have the patience to build a healthy environment, a healthy ideology in their organizations to promote preventative, to promote better choices in life,
mm-hmm.
and know that down the road, a couple of years from now, they'll recoup the benefits from it.
Right.
Well, that is our whole mantra and our whole plan on what we do at Silver Summit and what Centene does across the country. So a couple of the things we do right up front that are not done by other health plans, but could be if they choose.
Well, hopefully they'll take your model and
it's
run with
choice.
It.
Their choice. We have a second nebulizer program for our children. We find that a lot of parents keep their kids out of school. This is adversely, not having education adversely affects them later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a second nebulizer, which is a simple one-time cost, they can then go to school and be assured that they won't have any asthma attacks. I don't know how it is up here in Reno, but in Las Vegas, we have really bad windy days. And we get smog from L.A., boo. And we get air pollution that
Lord,
comes over.
Yeah.
And
Lord knows the fires are killing
fires,
us
exactly.
over and over and over. So it's so hazy, it's going to kill you.
Right. So this is a perfect example of parents keeping their kids home on these bad air days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the weatherman announces, well, you know, the air quality index is not favorable,
right.
parents are keeping their kids home. And we're saying, no, if you're a Silver Summit member and a family member and your child has an asthma issue, we prescribe or we'll have your primary care doctor prescribe a second nebulizer so that they can take it to school with them. They can take it to camp in the summer.
Yeah.
They can take it wherever they need to, because then they have that assured, you know, that sense of security that they know that they won't have an attack.
Okay.
So this is one of the forward thinking things we do.
Right.
We also have a dental program for adults, because even though we know that children are covered under Medicaid, and everybody knows this in the state of Nevada, children are not getting their oral exams promptly because the parents don't get covered.
Oh.
So at Silver Summit, what we do is we say, hey, parents, come on in. We'll give you two teeth cleanings and an exam every year as part of our plan. And that's on us,
mm-hmm.
so that you bring your children in and make sure that they build a good, strong oral hygiene program
oh, wow.
in your family. And parents are doing it. Parents are saying, hey, yeah, I'll go in and get my teeth clean and make sure my kids get their clean. Because unless you educate the parent, how does the parent know to educate the child?
Right. You're helping them be role models.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's another forward thinking thing that we do. And probably the third one that's really impactful is we provide podiatry services as part of our plan that is not covered in other plans for adults with diabetes or gestational diabetes during their pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
And that is a huge one. That in and of itself is going to save us future thousands and thousands of dollars in wound care costs that these adult diabetic patients that don't get podiatry service are not going to have. So it's a really good thing to be able to say to somebody with diabetes, we want you to go to your podiatrist on a regular basis to have your feet examined, because we know that down the road, and this is predominant in our homeless population because they're on their feet all the time.
Right.
So if we know that we're helping them take care of their feet, we're not going to pay for those long hospital stays. We're not going to be paying for wound care and things like that because we're being proactive on these services. So that's kind of an idea of what Silver Summit does when I say forward thinking and progressive and care that is preemptive to something worse happening for them.
Yeah, that's the one word you mentioned just a second ago, is proactive. You're actually proactive about making them healthy in the first place, mm-hmm. so it doesn't cost them and you a lot of money and time and effort later down the road when they get really unhealthy.
And not only that, we're actually paying providers to do these preemptive services so that the providers are, because a lot of providers want to do these services, but they're not getting paid to doing them doing them. So this actually allows them to be good providers, to be good doctors, to provide the higher level of care and know that their patient's going to be healthy and happier longer. And then what we do to add kind of the cherry on the top is we have what we call a scent account. And this scent account rewards healthy behavior for our members. And it's a prepaid debit card that they can use for over-the-counter items, diapers, formula, food. They can't use it for cigarettes and alcohol.
All right. Well, that's it for me.
I know. No kidding. but they can use it for, you know, for practical things in their home. And we fill that card every time they get their immunizations on time. They get a screening, whether it's a breast screening or a fit screening, when they get their kids their immunizations on time. When they do all those positive role model healthy habits for their family, they get rewarded financially.
Wow. Well, that's much better than a slap on the wrist, I think.
Yes.
Better to offer positive than negative.
Carrot over the stick all day long, right?
Yeah, for sure. And one thing I did notice, I was reading up on you, is you're really helping out the rural areas as well.
Oh,
which
we
is
made
very admirable.
Big splash this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, we stepped in. A couple of the incumbents stepped away from the exchange, stepped away from the rural area as far as the health exchange goes. And we made a conscious effort as our commitment to the state, because, you know, you can't pick and choose. It's either all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And so our philosophy at, or our purpose at Silver Summit is to change the healthcare of the community one individual at a time. And that means even the rural individuals. So we're going to be out in the rural. We're going to be statewide on our exchange product. And hopefully down the road, the state will see how well we're doing and we can be statewide on our Medicaid product as well.
That would be beautiful. All right. Anything else you wanted to add? I'm sorry to interrupt. I wanted to stress that rural part, but I felt like you were going on another thought.
Well, so not to confuse, but Silver Summit right now, as of July 1st, offers Medicaid services. Come January 1st, we offer our exchange service, which is a commercial product that you can purchase on the exchange, and it's called AmBetter by Silver Summit. And then down the road, we'll have a Medicare program, and that'll also be Stay Well by Silver Summit. But all three products will be handled specifically for the people in Nevada, and it will be addressing the needs specifically for the people in Nevada.
Well, then that's really what we need, is that special care and the very distinct care for our people.
We know that we're a little different here in Nevada. We're a little bit unique.
Yeah.
We have that wild, wild west mentality.
For sure.
so we actually are here, and being a Nevada native, you know, it's important to me to really want to make a difference in this community.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much for
coming on
and talking about the Silver Summit Health Plan. Tina, Alicia, how can they find out more about you? Like on the social media?
They can
go
to silversummithealthplan.com. Or they can go to Facebook and look at Silver Summit Health Plan on Facebook, and you'll see all of our community events and what's been going on and what we've been up to. We've been out there kind of shaking the bushes a little.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good thing.
You're moving and shaking. It's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.